Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prophetic Pro Warrior Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kim Jackson, and today is Pray It Forward Day 30. I didn't think I was going to make it this far. I didn't think if God wanted me to do it this long, but he has. But today, I just want to say thank you for those who have joined me for 30 days. I just want to say thank you for joining me on the journey of Pray It Forward. Today, I just want to reflect back on what God has done. I want to reflect back on how the journey got started. I want to reflect on the way the journey started and ended. In the beginning, God gave me this vision of Pray It Forward to share it with everyone, to share it with anyone who would listen to me and encourage them to pray it forward, not just praying for yourself, but just praying for someone else. Praying for someone who's in need, praying for someone who's down and out, praying for someone who needs that touch from God. So, in the midst of the journey, my goal was to encourage everyone, not only to pray for, but to start looking at your prayer life. Start looking at where you stood with God as far as praying, your time of meditation, your moment with God. And just reflecting on asking yourself, am I doing enough? Or am I doing God's will? Or am I just sitting around thinking about all the things I need or what God needs to do for me? See, when we travel through this moment in time in our lives, God has given us a mission to make a difference. But it's up to us as Christians, it's up to us as followers of Jesus Christ to be willing, to be the willing vessel that God has called us to be, to make a change, to touch others, to reach out to those in need, to help those who can't help themselves. Not always looking for God to reach back and give us our kudos or looking for God to bless us, but just doing what we're called to do, God's will. So I just want to ask those who are listening on Facebook and Blog Talk, have you done that in your life? Have you reached back and helped somebody or reached forward and helped somebody? Have you been praying it forward? Or have you been just trying to consume everything for yourself, which is what we call the American way? I want you to sit back, think about it. Think of what God has done for you. But most of all, think of what have you done for God. We're always looking for God to bless us. We're always looking for God to touch us. We're always looking for God to empower us. We're always looking for God to reach out to our family. But at one moment, in one moment in your life, have you ever reached out to anyone else? Has someone ever come up to you and asked you for a helping hand and you just pretty much pushed them off? Has anyone ever come up to you and asked you for advice and the only advice you can give them was to pray instead of you praying with them? Has anyone ever come up to you and say, well, you know, I need prayer, and you shook their hands, I'll pray for you tonight? What have you done for God? We ask God for many things in our life. We ask God for different blessings. We ask God for different anointings. We ask Him for material things. We ask Him to cover our homes. But what have you done for God? What have you done for God? Most of the time when we sit and speak with God, it's always a one-way street. It's us speaking to God, but us not listening to God. I hope in this Pray It Forward journey that you have taken the time out of your life, out of your busy life, to listen to God. Pray It Forward is just not only about the journey. It's about a change in you, a change in the way you do things, a change in the way you see things in life. Pray It Forward is a journey to change you. It's not always to try to change someone else, but it's to change you. Because I don't know if you've ever asked God to move in your situation to change the person in front of you. But God looks at both of you and says, well, I have one of you that is listening, so I'm going to change you first. And as I change you, the reflection of you is the reflection that's in you is going to make the one next to you that you're trying to change also. So we're going forward in this. We went forward in this journey to let God thing in our lives. We went forward in this journey to just spread love, peace, joy, the best way we could. I mean, some people you may reach, some people you may not reach. But as long as you reached out and tried, have you tried to reach anyone? Have you tried to touch anyone in your life? Or have you just sat back and asked God to continue to bless you? You know, sometimes we get selfish in our ways and our thinking and even in our lives to wanting God to do everything just for us. I'm not saying to put everyone in that category. Some of us, but some do. But we have to get out of that mindset. We have to realize that God has put us here on this earth to make a difference. We are a family. We're going to continue to be a family. No matter your color, no matter your race, no matter your standing in life, we are still a family. And God has put us here to help one another. Sure, how things are going in your life, I'm not for sure where God has set you in this time of your life. But I do know this. We need to make a difference. We need to make a difference. And not just keep on trying to just move through life. We need to touch those as we're moving. Because I don't know about you, but when that last day comes and I'm sitting and hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want Christ to hit a switch, push a button, open a gate, or open even the door to an elevator. He said, you know, depart from me, wicked and unfaithful servant. I do not want to hear those words. I want you to make a difference in somebody's life. Pray It Forward. That was the journey. That was the purpose of this journey, to make a difference. Make a difference in somebody's life. God has put us here to make a difference. You might not see it that way. You may think that, well, I need things in my life. I need clothes. I need food. I need housing. I need shelter. God, I'm still waiting on God to bless me. But God is going to bless you. But the thing is, are you blessing God with the things that he's given you? Just like if your child come up to you, ask you a question, Mommy, Daddy, can you get me this for Christmas? Can you get me this for my birthday? Can you get me that? But yet you go in your child's room and it still looks like a mess. All you've asked them to do is just pick up your clothes, clean your room. In your mind, you're going to say, well, I'll get it if he's done all these things. I'll get it if he listens to me. If he hears what I'm saying or she hears what I'm saying. Well, God is telling us the same thing. I hear your prayers. I hear the things that you want. I hear what you need. But this is what I need from you. I need for you to hear my voice. I need for you to hear my voice. Because there's others out there who can't hear my voice. But I need for you to go as my lead, as my representative, to touch them, to show them my love, to show them the joy, to show them the peace that I can offer them. But if they're not listening to me, and you're not listening to me, that peace, that joy, that love, won't get out there. The world has a lot of anger to give. We speak on love, we speak on joy, we speak on peace. But yet, your peace, your joy, your love is always, it always comes with a price. It always comes with a price. Well, see, God's peace, joy, love doesn't come with a price. It's given to us freely. He gave us Jesus Christ out of love. He gave us redemption out of love. He gives us favor out of love. He gives us joy out of love. But we got to be willing to do the things that God has called us. I just want to say this journey was a journey that has really touched my life and changed me in a way that I won't go back to where I was. All I'm looking is to forward, listening to God, asking God to give me more to do. So as I close today in prayer, I want to say, Lord, thank you for this journey. Lord, thank you for this moment in time. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to make a difference. No matter who I reached or who I touched, I want to say, God, I tried my best to make a difference. Dear gracious Father, Lord, as we go forward in this moment in time, Lord, I'd ask, Father, that you empower us to get out and make a difference, Lord, to touch those that need to be touched, to empower those that need to be empowered, Father. Father, we don't know where we're going to go. We don't know where we're going to end up, Father. Father, we know this and only this, that if we follow your will, Lord, if we follow your will, that things are going to be all right. If we continue to reach out to those in need love, those in need a hand, Father, we know that we're doing your will. And we're reaching out to those in need and sharing the true word of God, the true word of Jesus Christ. We know that you are in our spirit, and we know that you're still with us. And we share these things out of love, not out of force, not out of theology, not out of church, but Lord, we share them out of just love. We want to thank you for this moment in time, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you give us more moments and times so where we can make enough, so we can make a difference, Father. Father, I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to give you all the joy, peace that I can give, Lord. And just tell you, Lord, I love you. I love you for what you've done. And these things I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I said earlier, this is a moment in time. And at this time, this will be my last broadcast for a few moments. Because now I need to sit, like I told you, sit in my moment where God can listen to God. To find out where he wants me to take, pray it forward. So I just said, God, peace, God, joy, God, love be upon you. And remember, it's time to make a difference. It's time to show the love of Jesus Christ. And it's time to show people that God still lives. Thank you for joining me. God bless, God love, God peace, God joy be with you day in, day out. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of strange. Okay.
Did you know I'm there? I mean, I'm just there earlier than I have in the morning, but I don't never wake up.
Yeah.